Achintya, inconceivable, is the term that describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching and philosophy. And more than anything else to be discussed within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching and philosophy is this subject, Radha Tattva. Who is Radha? And this subject is also the most inconceivable. We may say, well, if something's inconceivable, it's inconceivable, but some things are more inconceivable, more infinite than others. Krishna is Purna, complete and perfect. He's also Purnatara, even more so. And Purnataram, the most fully complete and perfect. So all adjectives are suitable for describing Krishna. Krishna himself is inconceivable. We can't put him in our mental box. We may try to describe how great is Krishna. But that is, yes, that is, the devotees will try to do so to the best of their ability, but Krishna's glories are unlimited. He is supreme. His greatest glory is that he becomes submissive to his devotees. And of all devotees, Anaya Radhitanunam Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi is the glorious one who is mentioned in this quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, the topmost shastra. It's not mentioned by name directly, but mentioned as she who worships he who is the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Controller, she who worships him the best. So it is inconceivable to the materialist that there is any God at all. It's inconceivable to many people who say that they believe in God, that God is a person. It's inconceivable even to many people who accept that God is a person, that he's a cowherd boy. And it's inconceivable even to some of them that he becomes subordinate to Radha. Then how can he be God? Well, in Vrindavan, he's not God. He is God, but not playing that role. What is that? Radha Padankita Dham Jaranam Vrindavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that Vrindavan, what is the meaning of Vrindavan? It's the generally we think, well, Vrindavan is the place of Krishna, but he says it's the place which is marked with the impression of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So also inconceivable is that we are here in America talking about Radha, and here's myself, born in a family of Ati Malecha, extremely fallen, talking about this subject, which even many great Vaishnavas in India, they have no access to discussions of Radha. So how is this possible? It's inconceivable. How is it possible? It's possible by the mercy of Radha, who comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana. God, people generally think God is a fierce person who punishes people, throws them in hell, regulates the universe, a very strict God. Well, maybe he would be like that if he didn't have his soft-hearted counterpart, Srimati Radharani, who out of her compassion as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to redeem everyone from this horrible world of repeated birth and death. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. He is Mahavadanya Avatar. He is the most merciful. Please sit so you don't show your back to Krishna. So that kindness, that is the kindness of Srimati Radharani in the, he's Krishna who is all kind, all merciful, but even more so is Srimati Radharani. So Srila Prabhupada recommended that if you want to get the mercy of Krishna, we should approach Radha because she is more kind. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes and he reveals the glories of Radha. Otherwise, who could know? Who could know what the glories are of Radha? That she is the one who, without her, Krishna thinks everything is useless. It's impossible to imagine. Achintya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed this. Jodi gorana hoito tobe ki hoito kemanid haritamde radhar mahima prema rasa shima jagate janatoke. The great Vaishnava poet, contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Basu Ghosh, he sings that if Gaura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how is he Gaura? Because she is Gaura, she is golden. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radha Bhavad Yuti Subalitam. Nomi Krishna Surupam. Radha and Krishna, they combine as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when they combine, well, Krishna is blackish and Radha is golden in complexion. So is the combination going to be Shama Sunda? No, Gaura Sunda, because her bhav, Radha Bhava, her feelings, they overpower those of Krishna. So they come together, but when they come together, her feelings are the strongest. Even though he is Gaura Bhagavan, he is the Supreme Lord, but he is in the mood of Radharani. All inconceivable. Nothing to understand by academics. We can't get any machine to measure who is Krishna, as Yashoda Rani found out when she tried to tie up Krishna. She was only able to tie him by love. So that name is Damoda. She ties him with ropes. But there's another Damoda, also his stomach tied by ropes. Also, there's, apart from the well-known pastime of Krishna being tied with ropes by Mother Yashoda, also there's another which he's tied up by the gopis. So this all inconceivable. How the great, great Krishna, all he goes through all the Vedic literatures, then through Upanishads, Vedanta Sutras, and come to Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes in 9 cantos the greatness and majesty of Krishna, beginning with Janmadyasya Yataha. He is the by him all the universes are created, maintained and destroyed. And then we come to the 10th canto where Krishna is being tied up by his mother. It's inconceivable. And that's the bliss of it. So, that's the bliss. When we see that Krishna is being tied up by the love of his devotees, pranaya rasana, he's tied up by the ropes of love, then we can understand how great is this, how simply amazing is love of Krishna. And the personification of that is Srimati Radharani. And she comes as Gaura. So Basu Ghosh, getting back to this song, he sings that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, then how could we have lived? Because He revealed the glories of Srimati Radharani. No one else was capable of doing that. It is the ultimate limit of pure love of God. Madhura Brinda, Bipina Madhuri, Pravesha Chaturisha, Varaja Jubati Bhavera Bhakati Shakati Haitoka. Who else, Basudara says, has the ability, who else can reveal the sweet pastimes of the and the sweet the feelings of the young girls of Vrindavan in the very sweet groves of Vrindavan Dham? Generally, everyone thinks that God, what is God? It means the most powerful. Well, that's true, but in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's definition, Madhurja Bhagavatasa, the essence of God's being God, what is it that makes him God? More than anything else is his sweetness. And that sweetness is especially found or manifested in his pastimes with the gopis of Vrindavan, and among them the greatest is Srimati Radharani, whose appearance we're celebrating today. So through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we can understand Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada came to this world as the representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the previous acharyas. He came to teach us, to give to us the gift of pure Krishna consciousness up to the level of Radha and Krishna, up to the level of service of Radha and Krishna. And he came among us, the most unlikely candidates. And beginning at the beginning, teaching, we're not the body. Teaching, even Srila Prabhupada had to teach even basic habits of human behavior, which people in India learn from the age of about 3. He had to teach even things that there was no culture, no idea, nothing. But Srila Prabhupada gave this. So this is all achintya, his great mercy. So the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they're introduced in Srimad Bhagavatam. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, there was a great efflorescence of literature describing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna and gopis of Vrindavan. How this love between Radha and Krishna that eclipses, of course, any love affair of this material world. There are so many stories, love stories, real and false. Actually, they're all false in this material world. It's an ever popular genre of novels and films, the love story. Unfortunately, in this material world, the love always turns to disappointment or maybe even hatred. Disappointment because that is broken by time, or it may be that one of the parties cheats the other. So disappointment, or maybe love turns to hatred, but above that is pure spiritual love. Beginning of in the Vaikuntha worlds, the Lord of Vaikuntha has his consort Lakshmi in Ayodhya. There is Sita and Ram, the pure love of Sita for Ram and Ram for Sita. Even going above, there is in the transcendental abode of Dwaraka Dham, there is Krishna with his 16,108 queens. This is inconceivable. that Krishna expands himself into 16,108 forms to reciprocate fully with 16,108 wives, among whom the principal is Rukmini, although some people will say principal is Satyabhama, but officially Rukmini is principal. And the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have described how Radha's love for Krishna and Krishna's remembrance of Radha eclipses even the love that he feels for Rukmini and all the queens of Dwarka, even though that love is unlimited and indescribable and inconceivable. But still, Krishna's love for Radha excels even that. There is one description how once Krishna, embracing Rukmini in Dwarka, in transcendental love, feeling ecstasy, his body hair standing on end, suddenly he remembered Radha and fainted in ecstasy. That even when he's with Rukmini, he remembers Radha. So this is all inconceivable. Generally we don't discuss such topics openly. We have to discuss, we are not this body. As long as we are trying to enjoy this body or mind, mundane mind, either directly through the senses or subtly in various ways, if we're not convinced this material world is no better than a hole into which people pass stool, we have to go through all the stages of devotional service, chanting the holy names, serving Krishna, associating with his devotees, hearing and studying the devotional literatures. But we should know also that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this. Srila Prabhupada, all the acharyas, they came to give this very highest love of Krishna, which is even beyond that which has been given by acharyas in other sampradayas. They may become upset if we say that, but from the perspective of rasa vichar, from the perspective of analyzing according to the feelings, the emotions, the sensations of the ecstasy that Krishna and his devotees feel, then there is no comparison to the love of Radha for Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us to become, not that we shall try to imitate Radha, but we shall try to become dasanu 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 das, the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the devotees of Vrindavan, who are all serving. Everything and everyone in Vrindavan is all simply, the whole meditation, everything that everyone does is simply so as to increase the loving, to nourish the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to reveal all this. I'd said that there's so much literature which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate associates, who are all in the spiritual world, they're all assistants of Srimati Radharani. They come in this world as assistants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and followers in disciplic succession. I'll just read now this Svapna Vilasamrita. This is a short text by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which he has revealed. It's revelation. Some people may say, well, it's, how can we believe it? Well, you can if you like. If you don't, you don't have to. But the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have revealed themselves being gopis in the spiritual world. They have revealed so many pastimes of Radha and Krishna, which are not given in what we would consider to be the accepted scriptures. But they are the appendices on the scriptures, which bring out that which is secret even to the Vedas. So this is also inconceivable and controversial. So Svapna Vilas Amritashtaka. It's just 8 verses plus the Phala Shruti, the last verse, which in 8 verses describes a dream full of nectar pastimes, a dream that Srimati Radharani had. So, addressing Krishna, she said, "In a dream, I saw a river shore like the Yamuna here in Vrindavan. There were many expert dancers, just like here in Vrindavan. There were mridangas, and there were many other instruments. There was a brahmana, just like a jewel, just like lightning, who was throwing the whole universe into an ocean of pure love. Sometimes I saw him, sometimes he falls to the ground." She's seeing in her dream Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but she doesn't know yet. "Sometimes he falls on the ground." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's described many times, he was dancing in ecstasy. He would fall on the ground in ecstasy. "Sometimes he acts wildly, losing all composure, and sometimes he dances ecstatically with his loving associates. He has made all the inhabitants of this world, from the blade of grass up to Lord Brahma, loudly call out the name of Krishna. As I gazed upon him, my intelligence became bewildered. If he is my lover, where am I? Because she knows such love, she knows, is only possible in herself and Krishna. But this person she saw is neither herself nor Krishna. So, if he is my lover, then where am I? If he's Krishna, well, I should be there too, but I didn't see him. I only saw him, I didn't see myself. And if he is I, if that's another form of me, then where is my lover? Where are you, Krishna? If there's such love, then we must both be there. But I only saw one," she says. "As I slept, I became more and more bewildered." Sri Krishna said, "Oh, inquisitive girl, when I showed you Narayana and my other forms, you were not surprised." That is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, what to speak of Radha, even the other gopis, when they were looking for Krishna. Krishna was hiding in a bush in Vrindavan, and the gopis came and found him. So he showed the form of Narayana. And they bowed down to him and said, "Oh Narayana, Om Namo Narayanaya." Do you know where Krishna is? Can you tell us where Krishna is? They saw the majestic form of Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, directly. But they weren't even particularly interested. They just wanted to know, they wanted to find out where is Krishna. And at different times, Krishna would show different forms of himself. Sometimes the gopis, they would mock Krishna that, "You see, Ram had monkeys, and you have monkeys. But Rama with his monkeys, they build a great bridge over the ocean, but all you can do with your monkeys is steal some butter." So they would, and so Krishna showed himself as Rama and had all the monkeys build a bridge, and so on. He would show different forms to them in his pastimes in Vrindavan. So Krishna says to Radha, "When I showed you my forms of Narayana and other forms, you didn't become amazed or surprised. So why, in seeing this brahmana form, do you become surprised? Why does he bewilder you? Why do you ask, 'Who is he?'" After saying these words to his beloved, Krishna, his smiling lover, touched his Kaustubha gem on his chest. There is the Kaustubha gem. This jewel, who is a person, everything connected with Krishna is personal. There's nothing dead or dull or material. So this Kaustubha jewel, understanding Krishna's desire, his intention, glowed and then showed all the same pastimes and all that she saw in her dream and all the moving and non-moving living beings. Then, seeing this again, Srimati Radharani reflected and said to her beloved Krishna, I know what is in your heart now that makes you smile. You are he. The person I saw in the dream is you. What you have said and thought is now clear to me, and I think that I am also that person. That person is you and me. By revealing this in the Kaustubha jewel, you have revealed yourself to all living beings. By your own transcendental potency, you will appear, display your pastimes, teach everyone, and again plunge the world into the ocean of pure love. In the presence of the king of Vraja, Nanda Maharaj, Garga Muni, Gargacharya, who is the great Vedic scholar, he said that you will appear with a yellow complexion. Shuklo rakta tata pita idanim krishna tam gataha. This Gargacharya told, when he was performing the name-giving ceremony for Krishna, he said that this child of yours has appeared, he appears in many forms, sometimes in a yellow, sometimes in a white form, sometimes in a red form, sometimes in a yellow form, and now he has appeared in a Krishna form, blackish form. So, no one knew about any yellow form, but Radha says that Gargacharya, he did not lie. This dream of mine is not just a dream, it's true. It's not an illusion. In this dream I have directly seen you. So in this dream, Radha, Krishna showed how he comes as he and her come combined. Radha Krishna Pranayavikriti Haladine Shaktira Smad Ekat Manav Abhi Bhuvi Pura Dehad Bhedam Gatau Tau Chaitanya Kyam Prakatam Yadhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Duty Sugalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupa. Radha and Krishna, their loving exchanges is affected by the Haladini Shakti, Krishna's bliss potency. Who is Radha? She affects everything for Krishna's pleasure. She is bhakti personified. Everything for Krishna's pleasure. She is the personification of Krishna te kila cheshta. Everything should be done for Krishna's satisfaction. So we who are trying to be devotees, this is the motto of our life. Do everything for Krishna. And she is the very personification of that. So Radha, Krishna, Pranaya, Vikriti, Haladini, Shakti, Rasma, Deka, they are one. They are one in purpose. They are one. They are inseparable. But they become two for the sake of performing pastimes. Now again, they have become one in the form who is known as Chaitanya and is manifested in this world. Krishna manifested in this world with the feelings and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. So this is all inconceivable. Regarding this Swapnavilasamrita, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who is the author, says that if the bumblebee of the reader's minds drinks the nectar of this Swapnavilasamrita, then that intelligent reader will quickly awaken from the dream of materialism. We're all in a dream. This material existence is just like a dream. Why? Because it has no real meaning, and it's all temporary. At night we dream, we wake up and we forget it, because there's no use to remember it. It's finished, it's over. So in this existence, we get one body after another, and we take it very seriously, but it's no more meaningful than a dream. So one who hears about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they can awaken from the dream of materialism. Such a reader will attain Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will spot in the ocean of pure love. He will attain the peerless mercy of the King of Vrindavan. I'll just read. There's so much stated about the glories of Radha. Just briefly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has stated the glories of Radha. I'm not qualified to speak on this, and quite likely all of you are not qualified to hear this, but I'm not saying that as an insult, because even Lord Brahma is not qualified unless we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came to give this. We can remember at least on this day. Actually, every day at every moment we should remember all of this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Radha bhajane jodi moti nahi bhela, Krishna bhajana taba akarana gela. He says that if you are very nicely worshipping Krishna, but you never had any feeling to worship Radha, then all your worship of Krishna is meaningless, useless. That's quite a statement, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he makes that statement, so we accept that. Atapa rahita suraj nahi jani, Radha birahito madhav nahi mani. So we may say, well, so many people worship Krishna without Radha, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it's just like we don't know any sun without heat and light. So in the same way, we don't accept Krishna. Krishna is just like the sun. Krishna surja shama maya hoy andaka jaha Krishna taha nahi maya adhika. Krishna is just like the sun, and maya, illusion, is just like darkness. So when the sun rises, there's no more darkness. So wherever there's Krishna, there's no darkness or illusion of maya. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, so if we accept Krishna as the sun, but there's no sun without sunlight, without heat. So if we say that there's Krishna without Radha, it's absurd, like saying there's a sun without heat and light. Kevala madhava pujaye sho agyani, Radhar anador korai abhimani. So he says that if someone wants to worship Krishna, only Krishna, without Radha, then he's agyani. He doesn't properly understand. He may be a very great gyani. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavang mang prapadyate. After many, many births, someone who actually becomes complete in knowledge, they surrender to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says they have to go further. They have to know also Radha. So, because of that, if they don't want to worship Radha, if they have a feeling of non-respect or not proper regard for Radha, then they simply become proud that I'm worshipping Krishna. But actually we have to worship through Radha. And how does that work? Through Radha means dasanu dasanu das. We worship our guru, we worship Srila Prabhupada. Through Srila Prabhupada we go through all the acharyas up to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then through all the acharyas, and then this worship becomes offered to Radha, who ultimately offers everything to Krishna. Korbi taka shonga chitte ichasi jadi braja rasa ranga. If you actually want to, if your mind has that desire to join in the blissful pastimes of the rasa, the feelings, the ecstasy of Vrindavan, then don't even associate with a person who refuses to worship Radha. Radhika dasi jodi hoy abhiman. If instead of having the proud feelings of not wanting to worship Radha, if one has the feelings that I identify myself as a servant of Radha, shigroi miloi toba gokula ka. In one who has the feeling that I want to be the servant, literally maidservant of Radha, then such a person can very quickly meet Krishna in Vrindavan. Brahma, Shiva, Narad, Shruti, Narayani, Radhika Padaraja Pujaye Mani. So Brahma, Shiva, Narad, Shruti, all these shastras. Narayani means Lakshmi or Durga. They all worship with great respect the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Mati Radhika. Uma, Rama, Satta, Shachi, Chandra, Rukmini, Radha, Abhata, Shobe, Amnai Bani. So the shastras, the Vedas teach that Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva, Rama, the wife of Lord Narayana, Satta is another name for the wife of Lord Brahma, Shachi, the wife of Indra, Chandra, the wife of the moon god, Rukmini, the queen of Krishna in Dwarka, of Dwarkadish, Krishna in Dwarka. They're all avatars of Radha. Hino Radha Paricharja. Hino Radha Paricharja Jakar Dhan Baka Tivin Oda Tar Magaye Charan. So anyone who makes the wealth of his life the service of Radha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, praise or desires service at the lotus feet of such a devotee. So it's all inconceivable. Hare Krishna. Usually at the end we ask for questions, but what will we ask? Who is to ask and who is to reply? Then we. Govinda Nandini Radha. Govinda Mohini Radha. Govinda Sarvasva Radha. Sarvanatha Shiromani. Yeah. Jewel on the head. There's so much. Hare Krishna. So we'll finish there. Hare Krishna.